no matter how you look at it, none of that information is profitable. I don't find, how are we going to profit? We'll impress scientists. We're going to impress people who don't believe and won't believe. And if we got them to believe, they would probably be believing amiss because they weren't supposed to believe. Not by the wisdom of man. You know, I really have a problem with people who try to preach the gospel through the wisdom of man. You know, I don't preach the gospel. If I preach the gospel from Genesis, it's going to be Genesis 3:15, Genesis 1:1. I mean, you know, God created the heavens and the earth. That is the beginning of the power of God as far as towards man. God created everything. You know, he not just the wicked, the righteous, the ungodly, the godly. He created all. Good, evil. And then Genesis 3:15 is, I will put enmity between thee and the woman. You know, I mean, there's definitely things in Genesis to be spoken about in the gospel, and that's even in the New Testament. But again, the age of the earth, how old is the earth, to me is a kin question to how many angels can dance on the head of a pin. Except that how old is the earth is much more interesting to scientists. And also to people who must have some sort of envy for scientists, I think. Because they're really anxious to show them up. You can't show up the wisdom of man. Well, the only way you can show up man's wisdom is through man's wisdom. Because the wisdom of God is foolishness to man. So, if you come at them with the wisdom of God, it's going to be foolish. The only way you're going to beat them is as they try to do, beat them at their own game. I'm going to use science to defeat science. Now you're out of the wisdom of God, though. But God, didn't God create science? Yeah. And look how many people it's deceived. You know, I've always had a fascination for science and learning and so on and so forth. I'm just telling you, the things you need in God are not obtained through science. They're obtained through faith. Faith in promises. Not just faith like, okay, Genesis 1 through, you know, for chapter 1, I'm going to just take it by faith. Okay, fine, but I mean faith in the promises of God. Them he gave power to become the sons of God. Things like that. That is the wisdom of God, which is foolish to man. I don't want to be foolish to man in delving into matters which are not my... They're not my realm. In the faith, we consider science. We call science falsely so called. Because the word science in the New Testament, when it's used that one time, you know, it talks about oppositions of science falsely so called. Science is knowledge. In the New Testament, you know, those forms of knowledge are falsely called knowledge. Those kinds of truths are falsely called truths. For me to say the earth was, you know, was created in so many hours or whatever, or so many years or so many whatever, it's knowledge falsely so called. And all the wrangling over that is just, you know, it's over truth falsely so called. Because it's not the truth. Well, Paul, but these questions demand an answer. It's like, you demand an answer. I don't demand one. To me, when I see people wrangling over, I feel like, what's the point? Get over it. Verse 6. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. Perfect always means, complete. But really, that is what perfect means in English, too. Is that people will say, you know, you quote something from the scriptures where it says we ought to be perfect, be perfect. That's, well, that just means complete. Well, okay. 100%, right? Perfect. Same thing. We want to be 100% righteous, 100% godly, 100% sober, 100%. We say, well, how can you do that? Because your life, your past, Paul, you were just saying, you were not a good person. Ah, let's say that's where the blood of Christ takes away my sins from the past. And it is the power. It gives me the power, even now, that I might walk in righteousness. So, while, and his point here is that you know, your faith is not going to stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. But we do speak wisdom among them that are perfect. I mean, the perfect, the complete, are those who are the called according to God's purpose. It means among those who hear our words. He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. Meaning those who hear our wisdom, and to whom the words I speak are wise and are powerful. You know that, you know, I mean, if you're receiving the power of God and the Spirit of God, then this is a powerful and wise teaching. Now, you're going to get wisdom. But not wisdom that's going to make you rich, or wisdom that's going to make you prosper in the things of the carnal life. In the though that may be part of your life, but that's not what this is supposed to do. What it's supposed to do is make you prosper in godliness, make you prosper in righteousness, is make your soul prosper, that you might get rich. You know how you get rich in the Spirit? You add to your faith, you add love, you add, but, you know, love doesn't stand by itself. You can't have love without virtue. You can't have love without temperance. You can't have love without knowledge, because love is according to the proper knowledge. You can't just love any old way. You gotta love righteousness and hate evil. Without the knowledge of which is which, how are you gonna know to do what? It's funny that the knowledge of good and evil was the first sin man committed, was in eating the fruit of that tree to bring about death. Anyway, the rest of that verse 6 says, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. This is one of my favorite sections here. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. I love that passage. I really do. I referred to this many times as we were studying, how that